MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 13, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Peabody Mayor Betancourt dominates the preliminary election. Danvers schools feature smooth opening.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Red Sox dropped 2 yesterday to the Yankees, and we'll have some local sports updates as well. Rick?
As always, Bill, thank you, sir. More rain today, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:11 a.m. and 11:20 p.m. The preliminary election results from yesterday in Peabody have 2 candidates for mayor moving forward to the November general election. Current Mayor Ted Betancourt and Rochelle Agneta were the top 2 vote-getters. According to the Daily Item, Betancourt received 81% of the vote yesterday. The special town meeting held in Nahant last night approved the only article on the warrant. That article was to allow the town to borrow up to $1 million to be used to demolish 9 of 12 houses on the Coast Guard housing site on Castle Road. The Rockport town meeting on Monday dealt with 24 articles, including an article to approve several community preservation projects. The Gloucester Times reports that the projects include replacing kayak rafts at White Wharf, studying nature trails, and replacing playground equipment at the elementary school. New Danvers School Superintendent Dan Bauer reported to the school committee this week that the Danvers schools all opened smoothly last week. The district held professional development days for the teachers, and then the arrival of students took place. Bauer told the school committee the buildings are all in great shape.
And our annual DPW walkthrough last Friday was awesome. The buildings are in great shape, and you can just really see the pride in the DPW that they have for putting the buildings not only in a great place for opening, but just throughout the year. So it was great for me to really develop relationships with them and have an opportunity to see the buildings. And I've been through them, and they're in great shape.
Next up for Bauer in the weeks ahead will be his visiting the individual schools in the district.
School visits. So part of my entry plan is to be visible and to be in the schools. I've shared this with the principals. I'm trying to stay away from them the first month, let them get settled in. But I will have, I'll just set up my office in the various schools. The idea is to get to each school twice. So I'll be there at the opening of school. I'll stay there all day. I will not sit at their desk. I'll find my own little spot. But the plan is really just to get a feel for the school, meet people, see the great work. We'll tie some of our walkthroughs in with that with our team as well on those days, and I'm looking forward to that. So that'll be a great opportunity. Thursdays seem to be best on the calendar, so more updates as we go through.
That's Danvers School Superintendent Dan Bauer speaking at this week's school committee meeting, and it's available on Danvers Community TV. In Newburyport, the city has received an unexpected windfall of more than $80,000 after learning that the dredging project related to Plum Island Beach was done free of charge. The Daily News reports today that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers oversaw the $9 million project. And September Salem Days are back with a new attraction to visit for the first time. Through the generosity of the Norman H. Reed Charitable Trust, all Salem residents will be able to gain admission tickets to the Topsfield Fair for free at the Jean A. Levesque Community Life Center. This is Salem's Special Projects Coordinator Ellen Telkowski.
We have a trust in Salem, the Norman Reed Charitable Trust, and there is funds set aside for our schools, and they give an amazing amount of money to our school system. And in 2009, one of the trustees wanted to do something for all of Salem, all Salem residents, and they came up with an idea to give free admission to, it started at the Museum of Science in Boston, and we did that for several years. And then we added the New England Aquarium. So for a few years, we went to the New England Aquarium. And this year, we thought of doing the Topsfield Fair. And hopefully we'll get a great response, and people will be able to enjoy the fair and learn about agriculture, which is the mission of the Essex Agricultural Society mm-hmm. that runs the fair.
Bill Newell on sports is next with details of a local winning streak coming to an end.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Yankees swept a day-night doubleheader from the Red Sox, winning in the afternoon 3-2, and then again at night 4-1. The series continues tonight at 7:10. The Patriots host the Dolphins Sunday night in Foxborough. One of the area's big high school games coming up this weekend will feature Lynn Classical at Peabody. Kickoff at 7. This is Peabody coach Mark Betancourt on their shutout win last week against Revere.
A couple of things made me happy. Our defense, obviously, when you throw a shutout against any team, that's a good thing. That's how we played real well. Did a good job of aligning, a great job of tackling. Made some nice plays down the field by the rest of our defensive backs. And the other major thing for me was the play of Luke Maglione. Being only a sophomore, getting his first start, there can be a lot of pressure with that that you put on yourself. And I thought, someone for 3 touchdowns and not having any turnovers showed a lot of maturity, and it was a great way to start the season for him.
Mark, how tall is he? What kind of a quarterback is he?
He's more of a Shea Lynch style. He's about 6'1", a lanky. He can move around the pocket. He's getting better with his reads, getting better with how to read a defense. And, the decision to kind of stay with this offense kind of hinged on him and the receivers that we have returning. Everybody knows we lost a lot in Shea Lynch and Danny Barrett and Colin Ridley and all the other receivers that we had last year. But there's still some pretty good ones, including Eli Batista, who I think is one of the best, at least of the North Shore, if not the state. So we stayed with it. The problem was we had Alex Silver there at first, and he just wasn't tall enough to really see the whole field. You get some big boys up front. And after the Everett scrimmage, we decided to make that change and put Luke back there and get him more comfortable with playing the position, and I think he did a great job.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. The Masconomet field hockey team had not lost a game in the Northeastern Conference since 2020. However, yesterday, Gloucester pulled off a 4-0 win over Masco. Gloucester captain Amy Lothers had 3 goals in the game. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.